a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So on Friday, my friend Molly and I, we went out to Torquay and we went to Native Yoga Studio, which her friend owns, and it's awesome. They've got like, it's on her property. There's this big barn out the back that they've redone into this yoga studio. And as soon as you walk in, it's like the space is so nice.
Mm.
It was just really, really cool. And we had this cacao ceremony. It was like a, do you know what cacao is?
Yeah, it's hot chocolate.
Yeah, kind of like chocolate in its real form, right? Every time I make it, it is putrid. So I was just like, all right, whatever, I'll drink it. But I don't know how they made it, but it was really, really good, right?
So
we drank it, we did a meditation, and it was awesome.
Cool.
And a chick called Megs actually took the class, Inner Earth Wellness is her business. And so before we did that, because Molly knows Nat, the chick that owns the yoga studio, because her house is at the front, Molly's like, I just really need to go to the toilet, so let's just sneak into her house.
Such a Molly.
She'll be fine. Such a Molly thing. Right? So I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. Like, I don't want to. You go. And she's like, nah, come in. She won't care. She won't care. Anyway, their house is beautiful.
So was Nat there at all?
She wasn't in the house. She was in the yoga studio in the back welcoming people for the class. And, of course, we're running late.
Yeah.
So Molly's like, I really need to. I'm just going to go into her house. I'm like, okay.
She's
so
dishing out the marshmallows.
So we go into her house, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. No one's in there. I'm like, oh, my God. This house is amazing, right? It's beautiful. Then all of a sudden, a dog comes out, right? They have like a cattle dog and her and her family. And I was like, oh my God. And he came up to me and his name's Buster. I'm like, hello, Buster. Oh, what's your name? Get in your belly. Belly scratches. Anyway, Molly's in the toilet. I'm waiting for her. And then she comes out. And she's like, hey, I'll go get you some toilet paper. I just used it. I can't find it. I'll go get you some because I need to go to the toilet.
So all of a sudden, you need to go as well.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I might as well. Anyway. And so as she goes to get the toilet paper, she goes into the room and she realises that the husband is putting the kids to sleep because she makes the kids start crying because she opens their bedroom door and they just see this woman there with her pants trying to get toilet paper, and I've been screaming about the dog and rolled the dog up because I didn't think anyone was home. But he was putting the two kids to bed, and then they just started screaming.
Where did you think the kids were?
I don't know. I have never been into this house before. I thought maybe he had taken the kids to the house.
You'd never taken part in any breaking and entering before, and you're surprised to find the husband and the kids home.
Yeah. And, you know, they were cool with it. It was still very yoga, you know? Like, that was great. It's like you've broken into someone's house, you've rolled up their dog, you've woken up their kids, all is
good. You've rolled up the kids. Yeah. Trust me, there's not a lot of zen going through old husband's mind.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
So a bunch of iconic Gen Z phrases have made their way into the 9th edition of the Macquarie Dictionary. Is there any that you've sort of think, yeah, that term's been getting around? Anything that comes to mind? I couldn't really think of anything, but now I see it written down. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Is yeet one of them?
Yeet is not, although it should be. I feel like yeet should be.
Run a couple past me.
Okay, well, there is 3,000 new entries in total. So it's not just these. Yeah.
Seems a lot.
So it's not just all Gen Z terms.
Save some for next year, mate.
Save some. Yeah, exactly. That does seem like a lot. But these are some of the words and phrases as per the Macquarie Dictionary. So we've got goblin mode, mentee bee, situationship, spicy cough, bachelor's handbag, doom scrolling, and ick.
Okay.
I've heard of probably one of those.
You know what a bachelor's handbag is?
No, what's that?
It's a barbecue chook from the supermarket.
Yeah.
Is it really? Yeah.
The bachelor's handbag.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
That deserves to be
Jimmy's
in there.
Always like, if I'm going out, he's like, me and Mommy just going to get the bachelor's handbag. I'm like, all right then.
Never heard it. Love
really?
It though.
There you go. There you go. Also, Barbiecore is in there. And, yeah, there's a whole bunch of new ones. Bachelor's Handbag did actually win the Macquarie Dictionary's People's Choice Word of the Year.
What about Cozy Lives? Is that in there, Cozy Lives?
Cozy Lives isn't. I don't think it's gained. When you're thinking they're just adding spicy cough,
true.
I feel like Cozy Lives needs a little bit more time. Maybe it'll be in next year.
Spicy cough's the only one I'd heard of out of all of those.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
All right.
You've never had a mentee bee?
No, what's that?
It's a mental
breakdown in one's mental health.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I'm having a little mentee bee moment.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
It's just a way to make it sound fun.
Yeah.
It's really actually devastating.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just a fun slash awkward one for me over the weekend, which I'm sure you guys will appreciate. Last week, I thought I'm going to start showing my kids some sort of iconic moments. You know, Cathy Freeman's 400 meter run, because they've heard about it and when the Olympics are on, but I've actually now played it for them and with full commentary and the crowd noise. It's incredible.
Full commentary by yourself.
Yeah. Did you wear the lycra? Yeah.
Or was it your suit, your general Friday, Saturday night guard?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Bruce McAvaney can't do any call. I'll do this one.
She's centimetre perfect, boys.
Yeah.
It's Dennis Cometti, but hey, really try.
ballpark, same.
Oh, beautiful. So I showed them because they love their soccer. They really do. So I thought I'll show them John Aloisi's famous the goal in 2005 in Sydney against Uruguay for the Socceroos to finally qualify for the World Cup finals.
Huge.
Yeah. So I thought I'll show them that, and they just loved it. I reckon they would have watched it 25 times.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
It was awesome. What I didn't fully grasp in my head was that they loved the goal. They loved the crowd reaction, but they were really watching his celebration. I'm just thinking they loved the moment, everything like that.
Yeah.
Fast forward, Sunday, Jed does his Kick Academy, Jed's 6 years old, all that. They play mini matches in there. I'm just sitting there having a coffee, just watching, going, this is all cool. Jed's team won the mini match. Now, the setting of this is, as you know it very well, Tommy, is the parents are all around it's an indoor soccer venue.
Big cage.
Let's call it big cage, indoor, everything like that. So everyone's just sitting there watching. Everyone's enjoying their coffee. Jed's team's won. Final whistle goes, or the little counter timer counts down. Jeddy is taken off around, like, they're basically running along the inside of the cage, but like where all the parents sit, shirt off, Aloisi style, like calling for his teammates to come with him and celebrate. Like, oh no! Every parent in the venue's necks have just snapped around, looking straight at me. Like, I didn't teach him that.
Sure. Claim it, mate. Own it.
That's not what was meant to happen from these iconic moments.
We've seen you with your shirt off. It's very impressive.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Talking about what you've cut out of your life because of Cozzy Lives, because of the cost of everything going up, you've had to make cuts somewhere. What is it? What did you drop? I dropped potato chips. It was partly health related as well. Cholesterol wasn't great, not going to lie, and a lot of saturated fats in them. But another good reason was the fact that they went from like $2 a packet up to like $6 a packet.
Yeah. Are you exaggerating, by the way? Is it really $6 a packet?
No, seriously.
No, I don't eat chips. But
no.
$6 a packet.
No, you know what you can't eat?
Seriously? Yeah. Chips.
Shapes, barbecue shapes, still much more reasonably
pizza
priced.
Shapes. Pizza every shapes.
Every
time.
Oh, my God.
Every time.
You're an animal.
Yeah, I know. I've got to cut that out of my
life. Sorry, 52232955. Simone's in Geelong West, mate. What did you cut out?
Morning, guys. I've cut out midweek drinking.
Okay.
Too expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sad though, isn't it, Simone? It's sad.
I know. Only weekends only.
Yeah. Have you heard of Passion Pop? It's a delightful drop.
Yeah, if you let it ferment for 10 years, it really turns into something.
Put it in the cellar.
Yeah.
All right, so
I don't think I can go there.
No, you, nor should you. But that's another one that's got health benefits as well, like my chips is the midweek drinking, I think.
Yes, Kira in Geelong is with us. Good morning, Kira. What have you had to cut out because of cost of living?
We pretty much had to cut out any, like, drinks in the fridge, so orange juices, soft drinks. Like, even sometimes we might skip a couple of weeks for milk as well.
Oh, man.
Because I don't think the milk gets used as often, and if you're paying like $4 for like half a litre. It's not really worth it.
There's logic there, definitely. Yeah, when we lived with my mum and stepdad, we were cranking through like a solid 6 litres of milk a week, you know, two of those big 3 litre ones. But then we moved into our own place and we're still buying that volume. We were still buying that volume of milk, and it was just getting like close to use by day. No, I get it. I get it. All right. That's milk. So you need calcium.
Yeah.
Strong bones. Important.
Yeah. Buy Milky Ways.
Different thing.
Oh, okay.
Unrelated.
Anyway, wrap this up. Kylie from Port Arlington. What did you have to give up because of Cozzy Lives crisis at the moment?
I had to give up chocolate biscuits. No Tim Tams no more.
Oh, no!
Oh, I don't know if anything's worth that.
Okay, Kylie, here's what I do. Because we have a real thing for the double dipped Tim Tams in the blue packet. That's
how you get into me about being fancy pants. That's next level.
I've cut out chips, but I've doubled my Tim Tams.
Yeah, no.
Double dip Tim Tams.
Anyway, you put them in the fridge, they are heaven. I will not buy them if they're more than $3, though. That's my thing. Is like Tim Tams, if they're on special and it's less than $3, done. But if you're trying to sell me two for like $6 or something, no, thank you. I'm not gonna suck. So anytime they're less than $3, go from Kylie. But other than that, I feel you. I get it.
I thought you were going to offer to buy Kylie a packet.
Do you want a packet of Tim Tams?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, all right, I'll see what I can do.
I thought you were going to say no.
No,
Tom's a good guy.
We've got lots of prizes. Surely I'll take her dinner for two at Zambrero's and she can have a packet of Tim Tams.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.